Good morning, everyone. In today's episode, I'm going to run past you the new formula we've been putting together. We've been looking at all the stuff we've been doing that's giving us success, and I wanted to share it with you of what's going through my mind. It's something we're putting together. We want to get it really good for you guys, and we're going to be releasing it. Our big hairy goal is before the end of the year, but I thought I'd share it because I know if I share things, it helps them turn into reality. So let's dig into it. Okay, guys, I'm going to run through this consciousness formula for our dyslexic and ADHD group we're putting together called the Right-Siders. Now, this is just a concept at this point, and it's really coming from what we've been working on, myself and Vanessa, what we're seeing in the community, what challenges we're seeing, and how we can help people succeed further. So I thought I'd share it on here. One of the key parts of this is actually identifying with what you're wanting to change and why you want to do it. You know, I mentioned in the podcast yesterday, one of my, well, my key purpose is to unlock people's potential. And I really want to do that in our community. That's really important because I think if we can help the dyslexic ADHD community actually unlock their potential, then what they can create and what they can change in the world is amazing. And with all the challenges we have in the world, it is so, so important. Now, as you would all know, I've suffered with ADHD and dyslexia all my life, only recently finding out ADHD was part of my puzzle, but it wasn't unobvious in hindsight. Now, I've been doing things for years around meditation, tapping, I've tried it all. How do I goal set correctly? What do I do to actually achieve things? And, you know, the formula that's kind of come out from all of this learning from some of my great mentors like Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know, Vanessa herself and the Davis program, all of this stuff has kind of started to tailor a bit of a path in front of me. And, you know, looking at what I did was instead of trying to look at what do the people outside of me want, I actually decided to say, hey, what would I have wanted at that point? What did I desperately want? You know, when I felt lost, when I felt anxiety, when I felt like just so much anxiety that I couldn't move forward, I felt stuck, and it just continued to batter my confidence to a point where I just felt like I couldn't do anything or achieve anything. And I wanted to look at what's actually changed that, what's actually pushed me through that to take me further. And it kind of came down to four structured steps. And there's a bunch of stuff in each of these steps that helps you through this. And everyone's slightly different. So you can, you know, you can kind of pick the steps. And one of the things to me that I would have wanted was I'd have wanted a broad structure, but I'd also wanted to do it at my pace. Some things I want to do really fast, some things really slow, some things I want to skip through, some things I really want to do. But I want to kind of take a structure, but I wanted to kind of make it my own for my own journey, because everyone's journey is different. Some people want to become a marine engineer, others a Olympic swimmer, others just want to find out what job they want to do, others want to be a great parent, but this structure works for all of those. So the first step in the structure is become conscious. So what I mean by become conscious, and consciousness, the definition is awareness, is becoming aware, being able to actually see what's happening in your life. Many of us are running so quickly, we don't actually see what's happening day to day. We're already living 2 days in the future. We're not sure what's happening now. And some of the things we see are not actually real. So it's really important to get a real clear foundation in understanding two things. One, where you are right now. You know, really identifying what challenges you're suffering in life and where it's going. The second is understanding who you are. So if you have ADHD or dyslexia, you're going to have 12 key challenges that we've identified that really seem to be the things that keep us stuck. Now, some of these will be higher for some people, some of them will be lower, but we will all suffer from some of them. One of the ones I really suffered from was perfectionism. You know, I always wanted everything to be perfect. Everything had to be perfect. And what would happen is I'd end up doing everything to 80% and I'd go, this is never going to match the beautiful picture in my mind. What's the point? No one will like it. It's terrible. You know, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do a podcast like this. This is an imperfect podcast. I would never even consider it because perfectionism was so high in me. But using this formula, I managed to step back and see through it and see that perfectionism is actually something in my mind. It's not even a real thing. It's not real in the real world. Nothing is perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. It's just a construct. And I've used some of the further steps in the structure to actually get me through that. But the first thing for all of these things is to actually understand and become truly aware of these 12 key points and how they affect our lives. So that's the first step, is becoming conscious. And when I say conscious, it's intellectually conscious at this point. Having a real clear picture of what these things are so we can bring them up at any moment intellectually. Because once you understand something, you can then start to be conscious of how your mind and your body is actually applying it in your life. What you'll find is 95% of the things you do today are what you did yesterday. And if you can start to see which ones of these fit this model and structure, you're able to start to move past them. The second part of the structure is getting a vision of the future. Now, a vision of the future, one of the things we all struggle with is setting real goals that we identify with. You know, really setting goals that we really actually are driven by for longer than 3 weeks. Many of us see something and we get really passionate about it. And we go in, like we're the people that started a gym on the first day of the month and then quit in 3 weeks' time. We are so those people. Because we get so inspired and we become like the best gym bunny in the world, and then it dissipates because it wasn't a strong enough vision and we haven't actually looked at the core foundations of how our visions really work, and why we get passionate and why it drops off. And when setting a vision of the future, when I say the future is anything from the next 10 minutes to the next 5-10 years. And there are different strategies, steps, visualizations, ways to find what you actually want without being so rigid that they don't flow and change, because they will flow and change. But you still have to have a strong enough picture of what that future is going to both look like and what that future is going to feel like. And that's the key factor, is you've got to be able to see it and you've actually got to be able to feel it. Something Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about a lot is, you know, if your body and your emotions are not actually in play with the way you're visualizing things, it's never going to happen. It's just the way it is. You can picture whatever you want. You can picture yourself flying like Superman, but if you can't actually feel it happening, you're never going to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. I can't promise we can teach you to fly like Superman, but you get the concept. So that's the second thing, is getting really, really clear on that vision of the future, where you're going. And there are different tactics for the dyslexic and ADHD mind to actually make this happen, because we aren't the people that stand in front of the mirror and say, I am beautiful, or I love myself 1,000 times. It doesn't work. Those words just do not actually really connect with any of us. So that's really, really important to realize. So that's the second step. The third step is identifying, not over intellectualizing. Now, that's a lot of horrible words, but what I'm trying to say there, and we will probably create something funky name-wise around that, is we're very good at building intellectual information in our heads. We're some of the quickest learners. We can pick things up so, so quickly, and we can actually reiterate things. We can talk about things like we've known them all our lives and we've been doing them all our lives, but deep down, we don't identify with them. They aren't built into us. They're not things we're actually doing, even if we sound like we are. And so many of us go through this. If you've ever learned something, and I've got a very close friend who watched The Game Changers. I've already said this example, but watched The Game Changers. And like, I can see him spouting it off like he's been a vegan all his life. I used to do that as well. I didn't do it this time because I've changed, but I used to do that. It's like I'd learn something and I'd act like I'd known it all of my life. And it became really challenging because, you know, what happens is your actions aren't matching your intellectual knowledge and you don't actually live what you're saying, which is where change really happens. There are things you can do around this, and there are a lot of techniques that I've worked on over the years that can be brought into this part of it. Once you've got that clear vision, that clear purpose, once you've identified what's going to hold you back or what you've got to realize and notice, there are some techniques that will help you change that and help you move from where you are now to the vision of the future. And each of us will have a different challenge along this path, so that's more challenging. But if you can start to move through it, and it can be at your own pace, you don't have to change tomorrow, even though I know all of us want to change yesterday. It can be a process to become better and better and better. And you'll notice everything, all your anxiety starting to release, and you're just feeling fantastic. And it's a really amazing feeling as you start to implement this stuff in your life. And this isn't, and what I'm going to really get clear on, and this is something I differ with a lot of people, it's not all about forced action, forced action, forced action. It's not about changing everything you do tomorrow to be different than today. That is not it. Because many of us, when a lot of these speakers stand up and talk, they're all about take action, take action, take action. And that just overwhelms us. It doesn't work. You've actually got to get your inside world right and congruent with your outside world. Changing 1,000 things on the outside will not change how you feel on the inside. And that's a really important takeaway. You know, really get clear on that, is that just taking outside action, you will still feel the same anxiety, the same challenges, the same pain that is holding you back right now. So it's really important. So we're going to be using some tools to change that. The fourth and final thing is the easiest. It's letting it happen. It's not putting a time frame on it that by tomorrow I am going to be a supermodel, or I'm going to have $1 million in my bank account. I don't believe in that. I think it's crazy. You know, you can't set a how or a time. You've actually got to change your internal workings and let things happen. Some other speakers talk about this really well, about it's like getting into a river and letting yourself go and float down the river. But with the right training, you know where the rocks are. So you can nudge yourself to the left or right to be safe along the journey. Because many of us, we live a life more like it's swimming up river. We're going against the tide. Yet however far we swim, and sometimes we make a little progress, it feels like we get caught and go backwards because we're always swimming up river. And it's very tiring. It's very hard. And it just doesn't feel natural. It feels like we're doing things for the sake of it rather than where we want to go. And so what you'll see by floating down river is things just starting to change in your life. You'll start to do things differently. Things will start to happen naturally that will make you feel unbelievable. And you'll start to notice these little congruencies. Your inside world will start to become your outside world. Your anxiety inside will start to become a power that you can actually use to get to where you want to go. We'll talk about that more later. So that's kind of the stages that I've been using in my life. And only recently I've been able to articulate them like this, because, you know, if you can get on board with this, and I'd love your feedback. We've got a great form at the bottom of truthaboutdyslexia.com. If you think this sounds like something you would love to do, let us know. We're going to be more than likely, we want to get this up before the end of the year, even if it's the most simple version of it to start us off on our journey. If you want to support us, we're going to make it remarkably affordable, even though all these people tell us not to. We're going to make it remarkably affordable. So, you know, if you're on board with our vision, if what I've said in this podcast has meant something, reach out. The people who reach out will be the first to be offered an opportunity to trial this at thetruthaboutdyslexia.com. So please put your feedback out there. And thank you, everybody, for your support so far. The group is really growing, and I really, really appreciate it.